Hello, listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you once again for Manna in the Morning with a study from God's Word. We've been looking at the upper room ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, and today our reading begins with John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it has come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. In these closing verses of John chapter 14, the Lord is resuming his role of comforter to the disciples. He wants to comfort them as they think about his physical absence from them. His going away was going to be to their benefit. First of all, they were going to have a very difficult night, and the Lord knew this. They were going to seemingly see all their dreams come to an end. Everything they had hoped about the Lord Jesus would seem to fail that night, as they saw the one whom they thought would deliver Israel instead be delivered up to be crucified and to die such a hideous death. But the Lord Jesus here tells them, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. The Lord here tells them this because he's able to leave lasting peace. Now, this world talks a lot about peace. The hippies of some years ago used to use it and wave a peace symbol, as it were. People in Israel to this day use the word shalom, meaning peace, as a greeting. And the world talks a lot about peace. But, you know, they can't give it. They can't give lasting peace, because they're not in total control of circumstances. They don't have the answers to life's problems. They don't know what it's all about. And so they can't provide lasting peace. This world offers peace, but it's not lasting and it's not real. The Lord Jesus, by contrast, offers lasting eternal peace. For when you have peace with God, then peace can rule in your heart and over your life. The Lord Jesus' word says in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, Philippians would speak about the peace of God garrisoning our hearts in Philippians chapter 4. So the Lord Jesus does indeed give peace, even in spite of difficult circumstances and troubles. The Lord tells them not to be troubled and not to be afraid. Everything that was going to come to pass was within his plan. He says, you've heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto my Father, for my Father is greater than I. Again, we must be careful, for some cults would want to take this verse out of context and say that the Lord Jesus was not equal with the Father. In his essential being, who he actually was, he most certainly was equal with the Father. Even as he said in John chapter 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. As he said in John 5, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. There was an equality between Father and Son. Nevertheless, at that moment in the upper room, what the Lord Jesus was saying was, I'm going to my Father, and you ought to rejoice, because my Father is greater than I in position. He's there in heaven where enemies can't touch him. He's there in heaven ruling over all. I'm here on earth as a dependent man. I've come and I've voluntarily humbled myself. So the Lord Jesus was essentially equal with the Father, but in the position he took as the bondservant of the Lord, he took a subservient place, and that is what he's saying there in John chapter 14. But now he was going to return to the Father and resume the glory which he had before the world was.